Stocks fell sharply on Wall Street this week after Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told an audience of bankers he is uneasy about so-called core inflation levels in the economy.
Core inflation, measured over the past 3 to 6 months, has reached a level that, if sustained, would be at or above the upper end of the range that many economists, including myself, would consider consistent with price stability and the promotion of maximum long-run growth.
Market experts may have become jittery because core inflation figures are believed to provide a clearer indication of an economy's performance than do measurements of overall inflation. University of Maryland business professor Peter Morisi.
Core inflation is the consumer price index less changes in energy prices and food prices. Historically, energy prices and food prices, while they drift upward with other prices, show a great deal of month-to-month variation. They're very erratic numbers, as you can see it looking at the gas pump.
Although oil prices are up by about a third in just the past year, economists say the U.S. has absorbed those increases fairly well to date. But as former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan told Congress this week, that situation cannot go on indefinitely.
Rising prices per se need not have an effect on American economic growth if the rise is gradual and the adjustment process is able to take place. But a shock is got to be absorbed in one form or another, and at this particular stage, we don't have any backup other than the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and our flexibility. We've got to find more ways to deal with this problem.
In the meantime, Wall Street worries that the Fed will respond to the latest core inflation data by raising interest rates yet again, a concern, says Morisi, that is not unfounded.
If inflation is stoking up, the Fed will want to slow the economy. It'll raise interest rates. Higher interest rates tend to dampen the stock market. Not long term, but over a period of several months, it drags stock prices lower temporarily.
How long temporarily will last remains to be seen. George Dwyer, VOA News.